Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
6:44, 16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWO, going to Jazz Fest today. Might want to wear the old shoes. 40% chance for some thunderstorms today. Hit or miss. According to Bridget Lim with the National Weather Service, 80% chance for thunderstorms tomorrow, 80% chance on Saturday. So be aware of that and stay safe with the lightning, then a 20% chance for showers on Sunday. Thursday morning, you know what that means. Time to talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike Strain? Dr. Mike Strain?
Man, I am doing excellent. How are you, Tommy?
I am okay. Teddy's doing well, too, because I have a family member recuperating from surgery, and I don't want to mention names, but where I boarded him, Mike, it would have been cheaper to put him up at the Four Seasons.
Well, that's okay. You know, he had a, you know, I'm sure Teddy had a good time, you know?
Well, who do you got
spa day today, going to the clinic for a bath and a toenail trim, and, you know, and just a lot of fun days. So, you know, after Hootie has his bath, you know, we use a warm towel to dry Hootie off and everything. So She'll come back smelling more like us and less like Hootie, right?
I've been watching Teddy on a camera where I board him. They have a camera that you can watch, and he's got it better than I do. Let's talk about the legislative session and what's going on as far as your department goes, Mike, and what's going through and what's not.
Right. We're very, very busy legislatively. I was there all day yesterday. We have, you know, some department bills. One is a bill, Senate Bill 32 by Alan, and we're working to use waste stream gypsum. In other words, that is a product that is a waste stream product from industry, and it's calcium sulfate. And so instead of taking and putting this stuff into landfills, we're going to be utilizing it for fertilizer. We're going to test it to make sure there's nothing wrong with it, no heavy metals by different standards. And the reason is our soils are becoming depleted of sulfur. Sulfur is very expensive. And so this is a way to use that product and use it, you know, for agriculture. So that bill is moving through very, very well. And that is Senate Bill 32. Another bill that we're working on is by Representative Kerner. And what we're doing is that we're consolidating seafood testing. Right now, the testing protocols are worth the culture, recreation, and tourism through the Seafood Safety Task Force, and then they, by a memorandum dictated by the legislature, the duties are within our agency. So we're straightening that out. That's House Bill 652 by Kerner. And so we're trying to, you know, do things more efficiently, and there's a big focus on seafood, and not only here on the state basis, but also on a national basis. And that's, you know, fun and exciting. I think we, you know, people are waking up to the fact that we have the finest seafood in the whole wide world, and that, you know, we need to celebrate that, but we also need to consume it. We need to make sure that our seafood is safe, and we need to grow our industry. It's a huge part of our culture. So we're going to be working very hard, specifically, you know, with the shrimp industry, the crawfish industry, and also, you know, the crabs, oysters, everything. And so that's an exciting part of what's going on. And, you know, you and I, we celebrate seafood, and it's a great thing. But, you know, 90% of the seafood coming into the United States is imported. So we have a huge potential market for all of our Louisiana products, and we want to make sure it's the finest and the safest it can be. So that is going through. Yesterday, we had a meeting of the House Agriculture Committee, and we had some resolutions going through, and I was working with Representative Chuck Owen on a resolution where we're going to be looking at our small slaughter facilities across the state. And by next year, we're going to have a report together how we can help them grow to better serve the needs of the public. We don't have enough small custom slaughterhouses. And the other thing you've seen, if you've seen the price of beef yesterday, the price of beef is at an all-time high at the farm level. And it's escalating rapidly. And so we're trying to figure out a way that we can keep more of our local beef here in the state, just like our local seafoods, but local meat products and others. So we're going to be working with that moving forward. And then there's a host of bills that we are involved in by request of the legislature. So we have the solar bills that are going through, and that's Representative Guyman and Representative Coates. And what those are going to do is going to charge my department with making determinations on the feasibility of where to locate these solar entities and looking at the variable choices they may have as to what type of land they use. In other words, if they're located in an area and it's only high-valued farmland, is there a viable alternative? And then to set a mitigation value, just like you mitigate for wetlands. And that is going to be a very big responsibility of our agency. So a number of those bills are moving through as well. So it's a busy session. And then if you put on top of that, we're not directly involved in it, but there are more than 200, and I think closer to 240 insurance bills, different insurance bills going through. So the House Natural Resources Committee started yesterday at 9:30 a.m., and they didn't finish till 10:15 p.m., the committee hearing. And so, so there's a lot going on in long days, but that's important. And, you know, the thing of it is that we really want all of our citizens, they can come down and testify in committee and can be there and be part of the process and watch the process live as it's going on. Just go and watch on the website at legis.la.gov.
Mike, that solar thing is interesting because it doesn't necessarily have to be either or, but it's silly to eat up farmland with solar panels when they could be somewhere else.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Elsewhere, you can't grow anything. I mean, that's just common sense, right?
It is. But the thing about the solar field of solar panels is that it's generally what we say X marks the spot. So it's got to be in ready access to the grid. That's the big deal. It's got to be where the power lines are, because running power lines to a solar facility that is not close by is extraordinarily expensive. That's why you don't see it out, you know, far away from, quote, any, quote, civilization out there on marginal land. But there's got to be a way not to take prime farmland. And because a part of that, if you take a significant amount of prime farmland, for instance, sugarcane land, if you lose 10,000 acres of land, you could lose the mill. You lose the mill. The other farmers that haul to that mill, now they've got a huge problem. So there's more in consideration. Plus, if you look at what the amount of money that sugarcane brings in per acre, which is over $3,000 per acre per year, and that circulates in that community, once you put that solar field in there, that solar field is going to have one job on that, you know, there. And, of course, those dollars, those income generated, it's not locally in that parish. So it really can have a negative impact on the economy. But if you're looking, we need to put it on marginal land, marginal, non-productive land wherever possible, and look for different innovative ways, you know, old abandoned parking lots, you know, that sort of thing. And really take a need to take a hard, hard look at what we're doing.
Mike, I got a text here about the farm bill, and, you know, I'm thinking about timing is everything, and you look at President Trump and the executive orders, and you look at Steve Scalise and the position that he has, Mike Johnson, the position that he has. Are they doing everything they can to maybe see what can be done with executive orders that would help Louisiana and farmers and those kind of things? You see where I'm going with that?
Yes, they are. They are using executive orders and directives, but it's in a patchwork mechanism. You know, the farm bill should have been passed 2 years ago. I'm going to repeat that, 2 years ago. So an entire Congress before, and now with the new Congress, it starts over fresh and anew. Congress is not a continuous body. Every 2 years, when the new Congress goes in, everything starts, quote, from scratch. So you could have been ready for the last vote on the last day to send it to the president for signature, and Congress goes, quote, out of session after the 2 years. You got to start back in committee. And so now, you know, there's discussion, you know, that, oh, we'll have it by November. And then the other part you hear that, no, we're going to break it up in piecemeal and put pieces of the farm bill in the continuing resolutions. They need to get it done. They need to get the whole farm bill done so that we have certainty. It needs to be upgraded to reflect modern practices. And, you know, I talked to them and said, you got to get this thing over the finish line. Mm-hmm. But there just doesn't seem to be the will in Washington to pass an intact farm bill. And part of that is there is a battle line drawn on the farm bill between what we call the farm programs, the commodity section, which is about 15%, just that's right, 15% of the farm bill, and the nutrition or the SNAP, or what you used to call food stamp program, which is up to 85% of that. And that's where the lines in the sand are, and that's where they can't come to the agreements. And so the farm bill lingers because it's trapped. And, you know, I've been an advocate of years. Look, let's separate the two. Look, let's get it done. We can pass the commodity section, but there are many entities that said, no, we're afraid not to do that because we won't get enough support. But at the end of the day, we need to pass that farm bill. And I do think that we're probably going to have it for a vote. To think that it's going to happen in November, I don't think so. Probably after the first of next year. But we don't want this thing to wait and go through a second Congress and not be passed. And so we need to push it on. There's a lot of important things in there. You know, the crop insurance is there. The research portion is there. The funding and mechanisms for conservation through the NRCS service. And a lot of that, and so a lot of that is in limbo right now. And, you know, we have decreased funding for conservation to the fact that conservation agents have been notified that, look, I'm sorry, you're getting laid off because there's no funding for conservation. So there's some issues there that we need to address.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time as always. Dr. Mike Strang, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, 655, 5 till 7, traffic now, WWL.